I don't know how you're feeling, but after the vestry met and we decided on Saturday to cancel Sunday service, Sunday felt very lonely to me, being deprived of the opportunity to worship. On that Saturday night, I picked up my son, who had changed his mind about going to Cabo for spring break, brought him back from the airport, but then again on Tuesday morning, he left again in order to self-quarantine with his girlfriend. And the feelings of loneliness and anxiety and dealing with something unknown, all the while keeping each other at arm's length, has been hard to describe, hard to get to grips with. I think that's particularly true for those of us who do live alone. All the while in the background, there has been this story from last week's gospel. I hope you had the opportunity to look at the order of service. And even if you didn't read through that story, it's one that you're very familiar with. It's Jesus and the woman at the well, Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well, and he asks her for a drink, which is an unusual thing to do. It breaks all sorts of taboos. Not only is she a woman by herself, a Samaritan woman, a woman who has had seven husbands and is living with another one now who is not her husband, so a multiple adulteress. And Jesus asks her for a drink and in the process contaminates himself. Not sure how you find God in stories like that. And each one of us has a different way. One way is, of course, to listen to these stories and figure out what it is that God is saying to us. I do not think that God is telling us to go and get drinks of water from strange women at this point. Although it did seem to be particularly ironic, I guess. When she responds to him by asking him why, or I can imagine lifting her eyebrows and standing back. It is, I think, because she is attempting to be alone. I mean, her loneliness is self-enforced, and she knows that she's not only taboo to this Jew, but also to the other people that she lives in the midst of. And she's living in the holy city of Shechem. Shechem, the Samaritan capital, was the first capital of the children of Israel when they came into the promised land. And the mountain Shechem that she talks about was the first place that the children of Israel, people worshipped. And now the Samaritans, including this woman, including Samaritans to this day who live in Shechem, which the Palestinians call Nablus, those Samaritans still think that that mountain is the holy place and that their version of what you and I would call Judaism is more authentic than the Judaism of Jerusalem. And she argues her point with Jesus. She says, you Jews, you believe that the Messiah will come down there in Jerusalem, and we Samaritans, we believe that the Messiah will come up here, on this mountain, as they sit by Jacob's well. They have this discussion. And she becomes the first person to whom Jesus says that he is the Christ. I don't know how remarkable you find that. It is remarkable. She's a woman by herself, living in sin, a Samaritan, and she is the first one to know. This lonely woman is encountered by God. This lonely woman is encountered by the presence of God manifested in Jesus, and it's not on the temple, it is on the mountain, or as close to it as you can get. I don't know what that says to you and me in this time, except that perhaps being alone is not an unholy thing. So there you are. That well, Jacob's well, now has a church built over it. You can still find pictures from turn of the century, sort of 1918, not turn of the century, turn of the last century, 1918, of the well out in the open, and it's not just an ordinary well, it's a cistern, it's a built cistern outside the city because, well, nobody wanted to pollute the well, I guess. In days of poor sewage, you put the well away from the buildings. But today it has a church built on it, as it has for a number of years, because that woman, according to the oldest of traditions, was the first person to be enlightened by Jesus. And although we don't know her name, what we do know is that now the Orthodox Church calls her Saint Fotini, the Enlightened One, and the Church has her name. And I know we often say that we are the inheritors of the Jewish religion, that in Christianity, Judaism is fulfilled. But I wonder if it's occurred to you that we are actually the inheritors of the Samaritan tradition as well, that it might well be that we owe as much to the Samaritan woman as to anyone else. A lonely Samaritan woman, the least likely of people to encounter God. Have a blessed night. God bless.